Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Barkeep, pour me a beer.
Uh-oh, Nammy. Flim flam a lit.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Pretty good, Harry. Hey. Good to see you. It's been a long time. How long's it been?
Well, I'm 2 to 10 with time off for good behavior.
Oh, boy, I need change for this 50.
You need change? Maybe I can help you, huh?
Great.
Yeah, hold it, hold it.
Oh, come on, guys. Give me a break. I'm a reformed man.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe you wouldn't mind if we monitored this little transaction.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind at all. Okay, you got 50 bucks. Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Norm, what time is it?
11.
11. 12, 13, 14. Gee, my watch must be fast. I got 11:25. 26, 27, 28. Cliff, you have not aged a day. How old are you?
I was 39.
39. 40, 41, 42. Wait, you can't be that old. When were you born?
47.
48, 49, 50. There you go, barkeep.
Thank you.
Good to see you, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, long time no see.
What was Harry the Hat doing here?
He just came in for a beer.
Oh.
And some change.
Oh.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Afternoon, everybody.
Hello!
How's life treating you?
It's not, Sammy, but that doesn't mean you can't.
Boy, I'd love to, man, but I don't have a dime to my name. My boat sank and everything went...
Yeah, I know, bottom of the Caribbean. What is that, the 17th or 18th time we heard that speech? Oh, hey, Nanny. Listen, that was great meatloaf last night, eh? It was, wasn't it? You know, Cliff, I've been meaning to talk to you. I don't mind you staying with us for a little while till you get your new place, but it's beginning to be a little bit of a problem for Vera. The dishes, the bed, the way you leave the bathroom in the morning. You got to start leaving something for her to do, pal. And, she wants to spend time with me.
Booze, buddy, and quickly.
What's the matter, Dr. Crane?
Oh, I'm devastated. I need something expeditious and brutal to numb my sensibilities and blast me into sweet oblivion.
How about a boiler maker?
Make it a mimosa.
What's got you so upset?
Some college professor has just published an article that refutes everything I said in my last paper.
Sounds like a shootout at the Cuckoo Corral.
What could motivate an honored and distinguished colleague to... launch a personal attack like this?
Well, now, maybe it's just a, you know, honest difference of opinion between scholars.
Oh, goose poop, Sam. The man's a yahoo.
Hey, Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see what makes Rebecca's loins ache?
Sure.
Well, he just walked in. It's the great and powerful Evan Drake.
See you at my table upstairs?
Yes, sir.
She's skipping the thrill rides at Sammy Land for that?
Well, I think of it. Take care of that telex to Paris.
First thing tomorrow.
Now, yes, sir.
What's she seeing him?
Money, power, prestige.
Yeah, but I'm several inches taller than him.
Sam Malone. Evan Drake.
How do you do?
Looking forward to meeting you. I was a big fan of yours.
Oh, any fan of mine is certainly welcome here. Especially one who could fire me like a shot. What can I get you?
You got some 20-year-old scotch?
No, we got some pretzels that's been around for a while, huh? How about a doer's, huh?
That'll do it.
So, Mr. Drake, things are going pretty good at the old bar.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We sank a lot of bucks into it.
Oh, boy, don't talk to me about sinking, man. I lost my boat. And...
yeah, I heard. Oh. I remember watching your pitch, Sam. I bet you got a lot of great stories, huh?
Well, yeah, you got a million of them. Hold still. I'll be right there.
Mr. Drake, they're ready for you upstairs now. I'll tell them to wait.
You know how people are always catching you naked when you don't want them to?
It's time, Beth.
Just settle an argument here. How much you figure a guy like that pays for his socks?
I don't want to talk to anybody.
No. Oh, no, I've seen those at Barney's. They're about 75 a pair.
I say no.
Even I pay a dollar for mine.
So there I am in the locker room signing the game ball for this guy, buck naked. I tell you, I'll never forget his name because it was so unusual. Uberoth.
Peter Uberoth, the baseball commissioner?
That's where the story kind of falls apart. I'll be right back.
Where you been?
I had to change a flat.
Mr. Drake's here.
Carla, don't even think of joking about that. Hello, Mr. Drake. Oh, my God. I didn't know you'd be here. I look messy. Close your eyes. Not you, Woody.
An attractive woman. A little jumpy, though.
Yeah, but she makes it work somehow, doesn't she?
You know, some of the guys down at corporate have asked her out, but she always shot them down. You tried your luck with her yet?
Oh, well, no, I have a rule about not dating people I work with.
Struck out, huh?
Every time.
Yeah, you know, some of the guys there in the office think she's a...
what?
Ladies, lady.
Oh, no, I can't believe
it. I'm so sorry, Mr. Drake. I would have been here sooner, but I was working on my car.
Well, I got a lunch partner.
Well, you know, it's really nice to see you again, even if it was just for a short while.
Oh, by the way, I'm hosting a little party Friday night for some of the key people. I would love it if you'd come.
Oh, Mr. Drake, I'd really love that.
8 o'clock, my club, black tie. Yeah, here's the address, and bring a date. Or a companion, or whatever. Sam?
I wonder what he meant by a companion or a whatever.
Who knows?
What's so funny?
It seems that the love of your life there thinks that because he's never seen you date anybody, that maybe you... well, prefer ladies.
Well, you sent him straight, didn't you?
Based on what?
I can't believe this. He's all I ever think about, and now he thinks that I'm...
Yeah, it's a nutty world, isn't it? You know something, though? I'll bet you could change his mind real quick if you were to show up at his party just crawling all over this incredibly good-looking, hot, macho stud.
You, for instance?
You recognize the description.
Sam, just because I put my work before my social life does not mean I don't have boyfriends. I have boyfriends. I could pick up that phone and have a dozen dates for Friday night.
Yeah, but could you get one as great-looking as I am?
Blindfolded, gagged, and with both hands tied behind my back. We were just talking about a party Friday night.
Sammy, where is it and what time should I be there?
Good evening, Sam.
Hey,
can I get a glass of water?
Yeah.
Got the hiccups, huh?
Yes, it's merely psychosomatic. I guess I'm still upset about that journalistic stab in the back.
Yeah, you ought to put a bag over your head.
No, I'd look ridiculous. I'm just going to do what my mother always taught me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The bag would look silly.
There.
Hey.
No. Damn.
Wow, Miss Howe. You look pretty enough to take to a barn dance.
Thank you. Sam, when I'm gone tonight, I want... Why are you wearing a tuxedo?
Why does Superman wear a cape? To rescue people. This is your big party night, isn't it?
Yes.
He did tell you to invite somebody, didn't he?
Yes, and I did. An old boyfriend, Ryan.
Oh, really?
Yes, and it wasn't an easy decision.
Yeah, I bet not.
Thought about asking Steve, but he had a modeling gig in New York, and then Jean-Pierre, he's such a bore.
Keep humming, though. Keep humming. No, keep it up, though. Keep humming. Come on.
I think it worked.
Frasier, I'm telling you, you should put a bag on your head.
I'm not putting any bag on my head. Oh, give me the damn bag.
Come on.
You know what else I found works is putting a lemon in your mouth. Wait a minute, you can actually get a whole lemon in your mouth? Hey, young man, let's take a trip over to Mr. Wizard's laboratory.
Yeah? Woody, what's this message? Urgent, see Woody.
Oh, right. Ryan from the escort service called, said there was a mistake in the booking, couldn't make it tonight. Said to be discreet about it, that's why I wrote the note that way.
Sweetheart, can you help me with my cufflinks?
Sam, you are not going with me. No way.
An escort service? You couldn't get a date from an escort service?
I am not going with you. There are a lot of people that hang out here that I'd rather be seen with. Dr. Crane would probably enjoy a stylish evening with your fine company.
I'm cured. I think I'm cured.
Just remember now, I don't go all the way on the first date.
Do you think that's her?
This is ridiculous. Listen, why don't you let me freshen your drink up there and I'll find out if that's his wife.
I'm not even thirsty. Don't be obvious.
Do that again there, will you, partner? Nice party.
Glad you like it.
Yeah.
I guess I was way off base about Rebecca, wasn't I?
Oh, yeah, way off, wasn't I?
Yeah.
On the way over in the car, she was all over me like a cat in heat.
Interesting.
Say, I haven't met your wife here, is that?
Oh, no, that's not her. She's in Bora Bora.
Oh, well, visiting family?
Actually, we're separated, Sam.
Oh, that's too bad, because she's missing a heck of a party here. Well, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Well?
She's in Bora Bora. They're separate.
I knew it.
You know, I gotta tell you, I'm a little bit confused here.
The red sauce is for the shrimp and the mustard's for the egg roll.
It's not what I meant, but thanks. Well, I was just wondering, why haven't you made a play for this guy? I mean, how long have you been carrying a torch?
It's not a torch. What a silly expression. I am not carrying a torch.
Uh-huh.
2 years.
2 years? You haven't dated? You haven't done anything with anybody for 2 years? My God, what happens to a person's body? You haven't given a clue? You didn't tell them how you feel or anything? Oh, sweetheart. You gotta tell them tonight before you explode or something.
I can't. I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, hell, I'll tell you what.
Let's rehearse it right here, just the two of us.
You really think that'll work?
Absolutely. Just pretend that I'm Mr. Drake here, and you finally got me alone, and you're going to tell me.
Okay. Mr. Drake?
No, Evan.
Evan?
No, no. With feel.
Evan.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, run your hand up my thigh here.
Wait a minute.
No, no, trust me. Guys think that's charming.
I just want to leave.
No, hey, listen. You're never going to find a better time than this. I mean, he just separated with his wife. He's here alone. We're at a party. You look terrific. Now, call me crazy, but this could be the perfect moment.
You're right.
Yeah.
I have to seize the moment.
There you go. Good girl.
Mr. Drake?
Yes, Rebecca.
Take me.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm
Sam,
so
I think
sorry.
She needs to go home.
No, I don't need to go home. No,
good night.
I'm humiliated. I'm disgraced. I'm going to kill myself.
I still think that thigh thing would have been churning.
Cheers. Oh, hi, Mrs. Peterson. Yeah, just a minute.
Hello. Hi, Bear. Whoa. That's great news. Great. Libby, here, she wants to talk to you.
Me? So, what's good news?
She wants to talk to you.
Yeah, Vera.
Uh-huh.
Well, are you following the recipe exactly? Oh, no, Vera, look, it's supposed to be 2 cups of water, not vinegar. Look, get a hold of yourself now, Vera. You're making a cake, not building a bomb.
He obviously hasn't had her tuna casserole.
Hey, Woody. Where's Rebecca?
She was just playing the jukebox and she went into the office.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be right over. I gotta get over there, Naomi. She's up to her armpits in batter. You don't mind if I stay, Cliff? I've already seen that. Yeah.
Come, hey, don't blame me. I told you to talk to the guy, not inhale his gum.
I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, well, at least you know how he feels now. He's not interested.
Who wanted to know that?
You did. You were miserable not knowing.
I was happy being miserable. Now you've ruined it.
Oh, listen. Come on, sit down. Will you relax, please? Just, you know, this...
Could I have this?
I'm probably going to lose my job.
All right, sure. He's going to come over here and fire you because of one lousy kiss. Talk about paranoia.
Miss Howe, Mr. Drake's here to see you.
Talk about coincidence.
I'm dead.
No, you're not. Now, I'll take care of this. Woody, can you stall for a minute there?
Sure. You know, in high school, I entered the boys' club.
Not us, Woody. Him. Not us. Him. Out there, boy. Come on.
Okay, sure, Sam. Would it have killed you to be a little more specific?
What am I going to do?
Well, this way. Well, all right. I'll go out there and I'll tell him that you were bombed and that it didn't mean anything.
Terrific. Wonderful image. A girl goes to a party and gets hammered, then turns promiscuous.
Well, all right. I'll tell him that you were trying to make me jealous because you're crazy in love with me.
Let me see. My choices are I'm a boozy slut or a complete idiot.
I'd go with the idiot.
I already did.
So that's how we knew beyond a doubt that we were putting way, way too much bran in the pig's fodder.
Hi, Evan. What are you doing here, huh?
Well, I was on my way to the airport, and I thought I'd come by here and clear this matter up before I left.
Oh, yeah, listen, I gotta tell you, that whole thing at the party was my fault. I mean, we had had a little tiff, and she was trying to make me jealous.
Yeah, I figured it was something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I better go back there and apologize to her.
Wait. You gonna apologize?
Well, yeah, I overreacted. I was a little rough on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Give me a second here, will you? She probably needs to freshen up. She's pretty upset by this whole thing. Her mascara is probably down in her shoes by now.
How much do I owe you for that, bartender?
Oh, no charge, Mr. Drake. I mean, after all, you kind of own the place.
Oh, no. I'll pay for it. Credit card okay?
Sure.
All right.
I'll need to see a driver's license.
Listen, I did my best. I mean, I gave him the jealousy story, but he just didn't buy it. I tell you, man, he is really steamed.
Damn.
You know, he said that if you were really in love with me, that he might understand. You know, that it would explain everything, but he just didn't buy that.
Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Well, I don't know. Unless...
Unless what? What?
It wouldn't work.
No, what? Tell me, please.
Well, all right. Well, maybe, you know, if he were to walk in here and find you kissing me more passionately than you kissed him.
Forget it.
All right.
You know, you never give up. You are always on the make.
What?
Let me tell you something, Buster.
All right.
I still have a little self-respect. I have a little pride.
Haven't you? What?
Hello.
Sorry, Evan, there. I didn't hear you come in there. You know how it is with young lovers here. We just can't keep our hands off each other.
Yeah. You're a lucky man, Sam.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me. Well, this little honey of mine gives me a lot of good loving, don't you?
Sure do, pumpkin.
Well, I just came by to apologize for how I reacted earlier.
Apologize? To me?
Well, yeah, I told Sam outside.
You told Sam?
Gotcha.
So why don't we just not say anything more about it?
I think that's a great idea. Let me walk you to the car here.
Yeah.
Malone?
No, I think we should say nothing more about this.
Sam, get back here.
Some women just can't get enough.
You haven't met my wife, Sam.
Good night. Hey, listen, come on. I'm just having a little fun. You know, I know why you're upset. You found out something in that room you hadn't counted on. Your true feelings were revealed.
What?
Yeah, no woman can kiss like that and not mean it.
Are you nuts?
No, it can't be done. You know, you can't fake passion like that.
Oh, is that right?
Hey Fredo. Nice try. Treasure.